This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. And just like that, it's August. Could a new school year really be around the corner? Never mind that right now, though. Summer is still in full swing in the Queen City, so let's dip into the weekend entertainment and events basket to see what we can find. For our regular Thursday segment, joining me is Emma Way, editor of Charlotte Magazine. Hi there, Emma.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Doing well. We've got a kickoff today, actually, over in Charlotte's Optimist Park neighborhood, right? New venue has just opened there.
Oh, yeah. Today is the day. Finally, Optimist Hall is opening up in a textile mill, actually, 125 years old. There are going to be more spots opening up, restaurants, bars, retail locations. But for now, the first six are opening today. Bow and Broth, Honeysuckle Gelato, Pet Wants, some sushi, and a lot more is coming.
Okay, good deal. All right, Friday night, Emma, Panthers fever is going to be rising or maybe roaring its way back uptown at Bank of America Stadium. And a little word of caution here, if you're driving, don't be alarmed in the next 2 seconds. There's that Carolina Panther. So Panthers Fan Fest, Emma, tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is a really fun free event for fans. Happens annually just to kick off before preseason starts. And then obviously the regular season. So Friday night, fans will enjoy performances from the Top Cats, from Serper, Percussion, Black and Blue Crew, while watching the Panthers practice. So you'll get to see all the big names that you would normally see, but they're just practicing, getting ready for the preseason. Doors open for this at 6 p.m., and fireworks will end the night at around 9:15.
Okay, well, it is almost that time of year again. Emma, an annual film festival is back in Charlotte this weekend.
Yes, celebrating 10 years, Joe Dance Film Festival, which is named after Joe Restrano, a cancer patient who died in 2010. Joe Dance is annually, they raise money for pediatric cancer, and they're also featuring some local directors, producers, and writers in these films, including a UNC Charlotte instructor, Rodney Stringfellow, who will be presenting his film, Manhood.
All right. Anything more about just the range of films that will be offered there?
Yeah, there are some full-length films, shorter dramas, and the film festival will be running the entire weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, the Joe Dance Film Festival, and the admission for that?
$30 for the whole weekend, and that will take place at Charlotte Ballet Center for Dance in Fourth Ward.
Excellent. Well, starting on Saturday, there's a music festival back on the festival beat, but more than just a music festival, right, at the U.S. National Whitewater Center?
Definitely. Confluence is in its first year. It's a music festival and also a conference for music lovers and industry professionals to gather and talk about the music scene here in Charlotte. They're really highlighting some local artists at this festival, 19 to be exact, with genres ranging from jazz to rock, including one of my favorites, Sianka, who is our best musician for Charlotte Magazine this year. There will be performances on Saturday and Sunday, as well as panel discussions on both days.
All right. Some good stuff to get August underway, Emma.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Emma Way, editor of Charlotte Magazine. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's my pleasure.